It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
It's a little game of mystery voices. You've got to guess the name of the person to get you 2 points. If you need a clue, I'll deduct a point. Hello, hello.
Little Lansy's back. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm so good, guys.
Sorry, I had the pregnant pause there for a second because I thought Albie had changed the rules and he was like deducting a point from our overall score if we needed. I thought you'd gone like really hardcore, but no, that makes sense. Ladies first, as always.
And again, my disclaimer, I may have used some of these people before in 2021. I'm not sure.
Right.
But is the foolproof system of writing down the names you've used this year, is it ongoing?
I have not doubled up on anyone in 2022.
Good work, mate.
Hooray.
Good work. What are we, 4 weeks in? Well done. Good job, mate.
Okay. First mystery voice, Alana.
No, I don't know. I feel like my life, especially having children, you know, we have 4 kids. It's a lot of selflessness. So I don't know. I think perspective kind of changes your world.
American mother.
Very American.
Yeah. I'm going to need a hint. I've got no idea.
My clue was the first big star of American Idol.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Or should I say American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Does she have 4 kids?
Wow, I didn't realise that.
That's something that our gossip editor should know, but you get Googling there, Lansy.
I'm saying she's got 4 kids.
Okay.
Your first mystery voice, Nugget.
I wanted to be a powerful performer, and I wanted to resonate with people in a certain way. I definitely had the sense of who I was.
Who would that be?
Lovely Scottish brogue.
Lovely voice.
I wanted to be a performer. I've got someone in mind, but I'm not game to go for it. I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
Is that Florence Welsh from Florence and the Machine?
Florence and the Machine. No.
Nah. Lansy, you want to steal? Any thoughts?
Can I get a hint?
Well, you can.
Wait, can I get a hint to steal? Are we allowed?
Sure.
Big artist, particularly in the 80s, was in a band, but has also had a very successful solo career. Scottish.
Oh, it's not the... No, don't worry. I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say the people who sing And I Would Walk 5,000 Miles.
Oh, the Proclaimers.
But there is a twin brothers, right?
Yeah, they were. No. For no points, was that Annie Lennox?
Annie Lennox was the answer, yes.
Dang it.
She has the title of the most successful female British recording artist in her country of all time.
Oh, really? I thought Adele would have gone past her by now.
Not
so good, the Eurythmics. So good as a solo artist.
Circling back, Kelly Clarkson, according to her Wikipedia page, has 2 children.
Two
so I think
kids.
The others might have been stepchildren.
Inherited.
I'm not sure. I can't find anything else about
All
four.
Right.
She's making up kids on talk shows.
Tougher round for round two. It's 1-0. Here's your second mystery voice, Alana.
And we had done a couple different things, and I was able to pick from each of those. This was the one I chose because this was the initial idea, and I felt really set on that. I wanted to be kind of submerged in rock.
Singer. I'm going to say it's a singer.
Yes. I'll even give you a hint. It's a rapper.
Why are we giving free hints?
Because she needs the points.
I don't think it's Cardi B.
It's just blatant.
It's
now.
Not Nicki Minaj. Is it Saweetie?
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, yeah, no, I take it
it's
back.
It's probably not them.
Is there someone called Saweetie?
Yes.
Okay. You've got no chance, Nug, getting
I'm
this
going to attempt to steal.
Okay.
So it's a rapper, you said? Well,
yes.
I'm going to have a clue,
okay,
please.
Female rapper. American rapper. Real name is Amelie Diamini.
It's not right at all. The only person I can think of is Nicki Minaj. It was not Nicki Minaj.
No.
No, I got nothing.
It's this lady.
And we...
It's I haven't got a piece for her. It's Doja Cat is
this
the
is terrible.
Doja Cat.
Oh my God, do you know this what? I was going to say Doja Cat and I was like, oh no, she's not a rapper. She's a singer. And that's why I didn't say it. I'm so sad.
Doja Cat.
She's a bit of both. That's my fault. That's my
never
fault.
Never forget it.
To be fair, though, the real losers here are the people listening to this. I'll just say, I don't have anyone there for that. This
that's
is
so
rough.
Sad.
All right, Nugget, let's see how you go with your second round. It's a tougher one.
As they say, it's a blessing and a curse. I love the fans. They are our joy, why we make the show. But sometimes they can follow you for several blocks. And
I'm assuming there he's talking about the very loyal up until the last season Game of Thrones fans, because that's the magnificent Peter Dinklage.
Oh, well done. He's got a very
deep, his voice.
Deep voice for a little guy, hasn't he?
Well, one of those voices that you could just listen to all day, Peter Dinklage, who, of course, played Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones. And, yeah, one of those guys you'd listen to literally reading the phone book. He's got a great
now
voice.
Now playing the role of Cyrano de Bergerac, isn't he?
Yeah, in the new movie Cyrano, yeah. Mm.
He's a very, very talented actor. 2-1, Nugget leads anyone's game.
Bonus round.
With this tiebreaker mystery voice, who is this?
Yeah, and I think that's something, as I said, yeah, there is no blueprint for starting young and working stuff out. And that's why, like...
Look, I definitely said it first, but I do know that there's a delay, so I'm pretty sure that it's Nuggy from the bunker.
I think that's Daniel Radcliffe.
She's Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, I was going to say Tom Holland anyway, so that's fine.
No, you shouldn't have said anything, because it seemed like a really magnanimous gesture on your part.
4-1 today for you, Nugget. You're inching closer to the 50, but you're not there yet. It's 47 to 29, and when we return on Wednesday, it will be What's My Line, Mystery Lines.
Ooh, we'll see you tomorrow, Lansy.
See ya.